Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Had a nice weekend?
Yes, thanks.
Excellent stuff. We're not alone in the studio though. Would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes, this morning we're very honoured to have Jacinta Fitzgerald from Mindful Fashion. She's the program director there. Hello.
Morena. Welcome.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Mindful Fashion New Zealand is and does? Please.
Yes. So Mindful Fashion is a collective of New Zealand fashion designers, manufacturers and textile and trim wholesalers. And we've basically joined together to collectively address industry challenges. A lot of that is around sustainability and also around, I guess, long-term viability of the industry. So yeah, really just working together to how can we seize some opportunities and address these challenges together, because we are a small nation.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long has Mindful Fashion been going for?
So we were founded in 2019 by Kate Sylvester and Emily Miller-Sharma from Ruby. We're a non-profit, so we formed an incorporated society and we're now governed by a board of directors, and I stepped into this role as program director in October last year. So we've sort of been a fledgling organisation now, just starting to hit our stride.
That's awesome. Cool. And can you tell us like a little bit about your background, like how you became the program director?
So I've worked in the industry for my whole career, over 20 years. And in the last sort of 8 years, I've been working in sustainability. So I have a consultancy called Make Good, where I work with clothing and textile companies on sustainability. And through that work, got pulled in to help Mindful Fashion address some of those challenge areas.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's very, I think, like for us here at BFM in the fashion feature, we've talked about sustainability for a while, so it's really cool to see this initiative coming through. And so recently, I think it was last Tuesday, you released the Full Circle T-shirt program. Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
So that's a really exciting for us. It's a showcase to highlight what the industry can achieve by working together, and really to address some of the sustainability hotspots that the industry has. So we've thought really hard about where we've sourced our materials from, and in the manufacturing of the garment and the whole life cycle of the garment to its end of life, which is where the word full circle comes from.
Right.
And I'll go into that in a minute, but three of our designers at Mindful Fashion have been selected to create bespoke prints for the T-shirts. So Kate Sylvester's created a beautiful print with wildflowers from a hike that she did at the Rootburn Track in the year.
Oh, gorgeous.
Wyn Hemlin has created the Garden of Eden on his print, which is what New Zealand means to him. And 27 Names have come up with a really cool pun on their print, which says a classic stitch up, which refers to the classic T-shirt and also the industry. So three really different but really cool prints on the T-shirts. And then the T-shirt is full circle because we know that textile waste is an enormous challenge around the world, in New Zealand as well. It is Auckland Council estimates it's about 9% of their textile waste to landfill at the moment, and that is growing. Our textile waste in general, any textiles. So we know as an industry that we need to address textile waste. And so we have partnered with Wellington company Little Yellow Bird, and they are facilitating a textile recycling process where when you've finished with your T-shirt, which we hope will be in a very, very, very long time, send it back to us, and we will send it away to be recycled into a new fibre in a fibre-to-fibre recycling process.
Oh, cool.
At the moment, that is not done in New Zealand, so we do have to send that to Europe, and so there is definitely a trade-off that you make in some of these decisions, but we really wanted to showcase that textiles shouldn't end up as waste.
And hopefully by the time someone is ready to maybe recycle their T-shirt, that will be something that exists in New Zealand as well.
Possibly could be, and there's a lot of options, but we really wanted to show like this is the way that we need to be thinking about our clothes. So
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that we see often in fashion. I mean, in the last decade, but even before that, people talking about, you know, sustainability and stuff. It's so crucial, but it is also a really difficult thing when you're a small country and you're physically very far away from other places. How do you manage that? So it's interesting to see these initiatives popping up. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and that was part of why Mindful Fashion started, wasn't it? Because we are a small country, and so it was designers needing to band together to make a difference as opposed to trying to do it individually.
Mm. Exactly, yeah. And that's what we've hoped to achieve with this project. So together we can, you know, go out and source a really good quality organic cotton. We can trace the supply chain back to a series of farms in India. We know where the fabric was manufactured in a really good mill in Australia. Mm. And then all of the manufacturing processes were done in New Zealand by Mindful Fashion members or members of the industry that have signed our code of conduct. And so it's really amazing to be able to show that whole story. So that story of the way that the T-shirt has been made is on our website, and we've got every single business on there, and we've talked to all the makers. So it's really cool to be able to show what's behind the T-shirt as well as just there's a T-shirt.
Yeah. Doesn't come out of nowhere and appear in the shop. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Can you tell us the Mindful Fashion website and where we can purchase the Full Circle T-shirt?
Yes, I can. So it's mindfulfashion.co.nz is the website, and you'll see the T-shirt on that homepage there. And also if you go to the projects page, you'll be able to read all about the story of the project of the T-shirt, why we've created it and what we're hoping to achieve.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's cool. And can you buy it in stores?
You can. So you can buy it in the designers' stores as well, and also on their websites. Yep. So it's available in a few places.
Nice. Yeah. So three very good local designers as well. Yeah.
Kate Sylvester, Wynne Hamlin, and 27 Names.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Jacinta, and thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
Lovely to have you both in the studio and an awesome project. So thanks for coming and chatting to us about it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks, Rachel.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.